I am treating you to the biggest stars on Indian television this week here on Breakfast, and time to introduce you to another big star. And this one is getting a lot of love. She's been seen in Chhota Akbar, which is being rerun on ZTV at the moment. Also in Patiala Babes recently as well. And now she is being seen in Jagjanani Maa Vaishno Devi on Star Bharat. I'm talking about the star, and she has been a regular here on my show as well. The lovely Paridhi Sharma joins me live. Paridhi, hello to you.
Hello.
Hello,
thank you so much for such a lovely introduction.
How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, Raj, I'm absolutely fine.
How is lockdown life, and how is the kind of return back to work with the new show?
Well, lockdown life is actually difficult and very challenging in every which way, because we are not accustomed to live like this. So it is difficult, but somehow they, like, मतलब काम तो करने ही, घर से बाहर निकलने ही है, तो प्रिकॉशंस फॉलो करते हुए चल रहे हैं. बट डेफिनेटली इट्स नॉट इजी, बिकॉज वो जो एक फ्रीडम थी लाइफ की वो थोड़ी कम हो गई है, और इस तरह से रहना पड़ रहा है.
But you now back to work है ना, तो आपने शूटिंग शुरू कर ली है. So how has that been for you?
Yeah, I'm back to work. I'm feeling great, because for an actor, facing the camera is the ultimate happiness. It gives ultimate happiness. So yeah, I'm enjoying that phase of my life. And thankfully, a lot of precautions is being taken care on the set. So easy hai kaam karna, kyunki kaafi har tarike se precaution liye ja rahe hain. So ek safety hai dimag mein ki haan, yahan pe safe hai, secure hai. So yeah, like, it's great. I'm enjoying portraying this wonderful character of Maa Vaishno Devi.
And we're going to talk about the show in a moment. I just want to quickly touch upon the how you felt. You know, jab apne lockdown ke baad aap sets par gayi thi. How did you feel? Did you feel a little bit kind of nervous, apprehensive? I mean, what kind of feelings were going inside you when you first approached the show?
Yeah, initially I was actually very skeptical. So I discussed kiya tha ki until and unless I won't feel safe here, I won't take the show. But once I went there, I had gone to, like, all the precaution measure what they are taking. So fir mujhe kafi santushti mili, mujhe laga ki it's a safe place to work. Aur jis tarah se, thankfully hamara set bhi green zone mein hai. So yeah, that gave an added advantage. So main to wo pehle din nervousness to thi, but wahan jaakar kafi confident ho gayi main. Aur now I'm working, it's been more than a month almost. And yeah, we all are safe and secure.
So that's good, because now we could talk about the show Jagjanani Maa Vaishno Devi, which is on Star Bharat. And it's a switch from your role from what you did in Patiala Babes to a mythological show. Wow, what a transformation, may I add. How has that been for you, kind of switching from a commercial character to playing something like this?
It is actually very difficult. Initially, I thought that I already had done a costume drama like Chhota Akbar. I have put command on the language Hindi. So I thought this character would be quite close to it, so it would be easy for me to handle this one. But when I started actually enacting it, I realized that it is way more different and difficult. Because yahan pe bahut zyada thehrav aur stillness ki zarurat hai dialogue mein. Aankhein blink nahi karna hai, har body the puri tarah se mind ka state, mental state aur physical state ekdam still hona chahiye, tab jaake wo devatv wala एक जेस्चर आता है. सो इट इज डिफिकल्ट. तो दिस इज लाइक फर्स्ट टाइम आई एम ट्राइंग आउट इन माइथोलॉजी. सो या प्लेइंग दिस पार्ट इज लाइक डिफिकल्ट, बिकॉज बिल्कुल भी ह्यूमन का इमोशन नहीं है इसके अंदर. वो देवी का इमोशन में बहुत ज्यादा ठहराव है, तो मुझे बहुत अपने आप को हर तरीके से कंट्रोल करके डायलॉग डिलीवर करना पड़ता है.
Wow, that's interesting. You know, it's so good to hear that from an actor, the kind of things that you have to do to get into a role like this. I was going to actually ask you, I mean, do you feel that there's a lot of responsibility when you're playing such a character?
Yes, there's huge responsibility, because people already have a kind of association with this. I mean, the not character, but Devi Maa. So, and Vaishno Devi, like, bahut zyada unke bhakt hain. And बहुत पूजनीय है वो. तो of course, in India, she's huge baby. So, of course, I have huge responsibility because ultimately people will relate me to that baby. So, I need to justify, you know, to that expectation of my audience. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I definitely feel that sense of responsibility.
So when you started shooting for this show, do you particularly research? Did you watch any films from before? कि कैसा करना है?
मैंने actually बहुत ज़्यादा references तो है नहीं. वैष्णो देवी movie I tried to search, but then शायद बहुत पुरानी movie है, तो I couldn't get good quality to watch on YouTube. So yeah, but what I'm doing is actually I've started meditating to portray this character. Until unless, you know, otherwise I won't get that sense of stillness in my, emotion. So for that, actually, I've started meditation and that is really helping me out.
That's very good. And can I also ask you, I mean, when it comes to, I mean, the attire and the whole look, you know, it's quite heavy with your costume. So how long is it taking you to get ready and getting out of your costume?
Yeah, initially it takes me like long hours, almost for 2 hours I took to get ready for that Maha Avatar of Mata Rani, which is very, very tiresome. Because as a person, I don't like to sit in makeup room and just get myself ready. I like to face camera and be in action. But somebody asked me to sit in makeup room for hours just to get ready, that is very bored. It is very boring and tiresome, but yeah. It is part of my character, so I had to face this thing or to tolerate this thing. But yeah, it almost take me 2 hours, two and a half hours to get ready.
Is that as long as when you were in Jodha Akbar, or is it longer?
No, Jodha was less. Like in Jodha, I used to take only 1 hour to get ready. Abhi isme aur zyada time badh gaya hai.
Oh wow, okay. And is the makeup and everything done by yourself because of the restrictions or?
Yeah. So I started doing it on myself initially, but now I feel quite secure because the makeup dada is sabhi kafi green zone se aate hain and safe to get उनमें वो सारे प्रिकॉशन फॉलो करते हैं, दे वेयर ऑल दैट पीपीई पूरा वो पहने रहते हैं. तो अब मैं उनसे करवाने लगी हूँ, बट इनिशियली व्हेन आई केम आई यूज्ड टू डू ऑन माय लाइक माय ओन ओनली.
ठीक है परिधि, आई आल्सो वांट टू आस्क यू, आई मीन देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ फैंस, लेट्स टॉक अबाउट पटियाला बेब्स, योर प्रीवियस शो. देयर इज फैंस ऑब्वियसली दैट वर अपसेट विद द वे प्रोड्यूसर्स हैंडल्ड योर कैरेक्टर एंड द वे यू एग्जिटेड द शो. नाउ व्हेन इट कम्स टू प्रोडक्शन हाउसेस, व्हाट्स योर टेक ऑन प्रोडक्शन हाउसेस एंड हाउ कॉन्फिडेंट आर यू व्हेन इट कम्स टू सेइंग येस टू अ पर्टिकुलर प्रोडक्शन हाउस फॉर अ न्यू शो?
Like production house, it should be a good production house. We don't consider that much the production house more than the character which entices an actor. And of course, it should not be a very new, because I had already worked with this Patiala based production house. I had already done one show with them previously, and that time my experience was really good. So I had the same kind of expectation this time also, but somehow things didn't turn up the way I was expecting. And then everybody knows what happened.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, but does that kind of lose a little bit of confidence within yourself in a particular production house when something like this happens? Because, like you said, you have worked with them before, and it's surprising how things turned out this time around with Patiala Babes.
Yeah, it does. It does that. It does impact that confidence. But then ultimately one has to move on, and I've moved on.
Yeah, good.
Otherwise, yeah.
Sorry, did you say something?
No, I didn't say. Please carry on.
Okay, Tika. Paridhi, let's also talk about some of the questions that have been coming in from your fans, and there's a lot of them. All right, so let's try to keep the answers as short as possible. Manisha, firstly, is asking, if you get a chance to work in someone's biopic, whether it was in TV or a web show, which biopic would you like to star in?
Okay, that's an interesting one. Biopic. अभी तो मुझे अहिल्या बाई दिमाग में आ रही है. शी इज इंद्रानी है अहिल्या बाई. उनके बारे में बहुत ज्यादा बातें नहीं हुई हैं, बट शी इज वेरी वेल रिनोव्ड महारानी ऑफ होलकर टाइम. So yeah, that's one.
Good.
I would like to portray
someone different, hey? Kritika wants to know, if you were to name one person for giving you the push to where you are now in life, who would that one person be?
Of course, my husband Tanmay. He's the only one who always pushes me to do better things in my life.
Oh, nice. And Kiran wants to know, okay, what did you enjoy the most during the lockdown period? Was it spending time, because you've got a child as well, so we know that you got a family. So was it that period that you enjoyed the most?
Yes, I literally enjoyed lockdown duration with my family in my hometown, Indore. And we had a great time, seriously. Like, after very long, I thoroughly enjoyed my space with my family completely. So, yeah.
Okay, and another question here. What was your reaction when you were first approached for the show, Vaishnavi Devi? What was the first reaction? Were you excited? Were you a little bit like, oh no, this is too much of a responsibility? I mean, kaisi feeling thi?
No, I was really excited because earlier also I had done Vaishnavi Devi for a day, and somehow that serial didn't materialize. So again, somehow this show came to me. So yeah, I was really excited, and the reason why I, you know, decided to do the show is only because it's Vaishno Devi. Otherwise, I would have refrained from shooting for some more time.
Right. Okay. By the way, there's some interesting questions from Alex, one of your fans. One question Alex wants to know is: does the comparison of your roles by your audience make you go through self-doubt? I mean, how much pressure do you feel, you know, when it comes to kind of making sure that you live up to your fans' expectations for a particular role?
See, it depends. I believe in giving my 100%, which I've done in all my shows. So similarly, I'm. Behaving with the show also, but after a point, you can't pressurize yourself because you have your personal life also. I have a baby also, so pure din main yahi nahi soch ke rakh sakti hu ki main sahi kar rahi hu nahi kar rahi hu. I may falter, I will improve, but I'll try to give my 100%. But beyond that, I don't take that much pressure ki meri personal health or personal life suffer kar jaye.
That's true. Yeah, no, good to hear that. What's the one characteristic you admire in others? What is the one thing that you like about others?
About whom?
What's the one characteristic that you admire in other people?
In other people? I think honesty. That's one thing I really admire.
Nice. That's good, yeah. And there's a question here. What's the one thing you'd like to change within yourself?
Within myself? Maybe I should... Sometimes I really get lazy on doing exercises. So I think I should more indulge myself in exercise and all.
Okay. Well, you do it. I mean, with your attire on and the amount of clothes that you've got on and the jewelry, I'm sure that's a workout of its own when you're in the character. When you're walking around.
I didn't get it.
It's okay. Anyway, Faridi, I was going to also ask you, how much traveling do you like doing? Because there's fans that are asking, what's your favorite exotic location?
I mean, my favorite exotic location is actually in India. It's Kerala.
Oh, yes.
Because I love the scenic beauty and nature. So any place which is close to nature is actually I would like to explore. So first priority is all those places in India. And then maybe, abhi to mujhe nahi lagta ki COVID ki situation ki wajah se 2-3 saal travel bhi main karungi abroad.
Yeah.
But haan, to bhi India hi target karna chahiye.
It is true, yeah, exactly. Explore places in your own country. I mean, that's what we're doing in the UK, exploring places that we've not been to because of the COVID situation. Baridi, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on my show today. I know fans have been asking so many questions. They've been saying all sorts and praising you and giving you lots of love. I mean, what's the one thing you like to give back to your fans? I mean, itna sara pyar jo aapko dete
hai. I'm always very thankful and grateful to my fans for being so supportive and loving to me, like always. Aur bas wahi jo mujhe acknowledge karte hain, itna motivate karte hain, uske liye I'm really thankful to them. Aur isse zyada insaan aur kya expect kar sakta hai? Matlab jis tarah se fans itni mohabbat dete hain, to I'm like really, really thankful to them.
Or Jaane se pehle, you're off today from work. You're back tomorrow? Are you back shooting tomorrow?
Yes, yes, I'm shooting tomorrow.
So what can we expect in terms of your shooting? What's going to be happening in the show?
Tomorrow, I think some very interesting sequences are going to happen. I don't know if I can reveal it or not, but something very different roop mein mujhe dekhenge, jo ki Mata Rani ka bhi nahi hoga. Kuch alag getup mein main aane wali hu. So, dekhte rahe show, bahut
Oh, nice. Okay, that's going to be interesting. That's going to be over the next few days. We'll watch that. Jag Janani Ma Vaishno Devi on Star Bharat. I just want to say thank you, Paridhi. Every time you come on, it is a delight to talk to you. And you're a very nice, warm person. And for positive vibes, you are for aaj mil gaye. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Raj. It's equally delight to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. That's the lovely Paridhi Sharma. Really good talking to her. Now, she's lead actress in Jag Janani Ma Vaishno Devi, which airs on Star Bharat. Do check it out.